Do you ask a lot of questions? Well, so does Dr. Don Wilson. So his topic today is four inescapable questions from God's Word. This is The Encouraging Word, featuring the Bible-based teaching of Dr. Don Wilson. We're in the middle of a two-part series on four inescapable questions. Trust me, you haven't missed anything. You can listen to it on our website at tewonline.org. But Dr. Don will catch you up. No need to do that right now. Open God's Word to Romans chapter 3 as we study God's Word, and know that we're open to speak with you and pray with you as well. Our phone lines are always open at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. And right now on our website at tewonline.org, a remarkable resource for grandparents. I'm loving it. I think you will too. It's online at tewonline.org. And now today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilson.
I told you that you would say of me, well, Pastor, we know how many questions you have because you're asking them all the time. And then I said to you, the problem is I know how many questions you have because I hear you asking them all the time. Together, we are a people who have questions. I could share with you today, if it were possible, if I was to break confidentiality, which I would not, I could share with you today many questions that people have that I know about. One can just imagine how many questions there are that I know nothing of, nor do you. I know of people who are saying, I don't know if my marriage is going to work anymore. What can I do about my marriage? My marriage is in trouble. What can I do about it? I've got some people that I know that are saying, what can I do about my son or my daughter? What programs can I get them into? How can I help them? How can I stop whatever it is that is going on? I've got people who are asking questions about economics. A lot of us, aren't we? You know, what is the world going to look like this year? Are we going to see an economic upturn? We've just gone through a Christmas season, and they are telling us that retail took a good turn for the better. Some of the economic indicators are looking better. Economists seem to be, maybe even in just a little way, a little more optimistic than what they were this time a year ago. It looks like the economy may improve. There may be more jobs. I've got people who are saying, what am I going to do in order to provide for my family? How am I going to do that? Where can I get a job? How many more resumes do I need to send out? I know people who have big health issues. We prayed this morning in our prayer meeting early this morning for some of our people that we know that have got real health concerns. What's next? What treatment should I take? Which doctors should I consult? Do I need to go to a specialist? What about my elderly parents? How am I going to take care? Where shall I go next? I got people from every walk of life asking every question of life. But my friends, there are four inescapable questions that I want to share with you. And I'm going to give you these four inescapable questions. And I'm going to try and tell you what God has to say about them. So here are the four questions, all right? Number one, what can I do? That's the first question. What can I do? Number two, who can I speak to? Number three, how can I know? Number four, where will I go? I want to answer these questions today. These are four inescapable questions. Number one, what can I do? Now, I have that question. You have that question. What can I do related to my marriage? What can I do related to my children? One question that I have asked myself many times is, what can I do about my health? We're all concerned about health, aren't we? So let's pick on that one for a moment. I'm concerned about mine. I don't have any concerns, let me just say that. I've just gone through all the rigmarole and I got an A+, and I'm very happy for that. Very grateful. But I think it's a good question. How can I keep well? How can I be fit and healthy? Because I want to be productive. How can I turn the corner? How can I be vigorous in life and vibrant in what I do? How can I feel well? But folks, there is one question that is inescapable, and it's not, what can I do about my health, or what can I do related to my family, or what can I do in order to get a job? The inescapable question, according to God's word, is, what can I do about my sin? Some of us may need to get healthy again. Some of us may need to repair damage to our family. Some of us may need to get a job. But all of us, every single person, according to the Word of God, has got a massive death-defying sin problem. Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What can I do about my sin? You see, my friend, the Bible tells us that God created man and woman. Back there at the beginning, their names were Adam and Eve, and He created them perfectly, put them in the Garden of Eden, and they sinned against God. And because of their sin, God, who is righteous and holy, had to cast them away from His presence forever. And there was nothing that man could do about it. There is nothing that you can do about your sin, because all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I'm here today to remind you that the only difference between the best of us in here and the worst of them out there is the grace of God. Amen? What can I do about my sin problem? That leads automatically to the second inescapable question. Who can I speak to? Well, folks, there are many people we can speak to about the what can I do problems that we have. I got a lot of people I can recommend to you. If you are struggling in your marriage, there are many wonderful, capable family and marriage counselors you can go and speak to. If you're struggling with your children, there are many people who have already brought up their children, reared their sons and daughters. There are many wise people in our company that can pass things on, that can help those of us who need wisdom and counsel. There are wonderful organizations and agencies. If you've run into difficulty, there are many different places, people that you can go and speak to. Probably the person I love to speak to more than any other is my wife, because she's my best friend. So I can go to Karen. We talk about things. She comes to me. When it comes to my own health, God gave me John Langford. I love to be around John Langford because he inspires me with my health. So I go to the Nautilus Fitness Center. That's what I do. I went on Friday. I don't like it, but I go. And I have to force myself to go. And I remember those years ago when I was so struggling with my health, battling, because I battle with it. I battle with it. I battle with my health, with my weight all my life. I look at food, I put on weight. Some of you are looking at me all kind of wise and all the rest of it. Some of you can go and eat and eat, and you don't put on a dime. You don't put on a pound. It doesn't. Folks, there are some of us, we just sniff that stuff and we put on weight. And evidently, I do a lot of sniffing, and so do some of you the more I look around here. I just love food. You got a problem with that? Chocolate cake and a Diet Coke to make me feel better. Now, folks, it's a discipline. I remember going to John Langford saying, John, you know, help me. Is someone I could speak to that could help me? And it's a discipline, folks. I try to go 3 times a week. Unlike some of you, I can't schedule it. I cannot say this time, because I'm a pastor. People don't operate according to clocks, if any of you have ever noticed that. It's one of the interesting things about the world. I've never met someone who died at an appropriate time. Never. Or had a baby at the appropriate time. Or had a need at the appropriate time when it was convenient for everybody. And I love it. That's what God's given. It's not a matter of, well, yes, I'm just going to cut. I can't do it. I go when I can. But I've disciplined. I said 3 times. Well, I've kept it up for 1 year. This is my first anniversary. 1 year. Every week. Minimally 3 times. See, I spoke to someone who could help me. And I've got so far to go. I'm just telling you. Folks, if you were to see me on a treadmill, when I take one step, my stomach goes and slaps the floor, comes back up and smacks me right under my chin. Knocks me flat out right there at the Nautilus Fitness Center. The problem is I look out and I see half my congregation getting slapped and knocked out at the same time. Folks, who can I speak to? You see, I've got a problem. What can I do about my health to feel better? That's easy. Who can I speak to? That's easy, folks. I can go to my wife. I can go to John Langford. I can go to my doctor. I can go to my friend. I can go to my fellow minister. But when it comes to my sin, there is only one person that I can speak to, and his name is Jesus. All across America today, people are recognizing that they don't have peace with God. And all across America today, there are people saying, I need to have peace with God. But they're speaking to the wrong people. Your guru cannot help you with your sin problem. Your bank balance cannot help you with your sin problem. Your neighbor cannot help you. Your wife cannot help you. Your pastor cannot help you with your sin problem. But Jesus Christ can.
Indeed, that's the key. Jesus Christ can change our sin problem. Forgive the interruption. We'll be back with the rest of today's teaching with Dr. Don Wilton in just a moment. But as he insists I mention this to you, it's because he cares. He wants you to know we're here to talk and pray with you 24 hours a day. 866-899-WORD is our phone number, and it will always connect you with one of us, have you talk or listen or pray, or connect you with remarkable resources that will help you grow, perhaps empower you to be a more prayer warrior than you've ever been in your entire life. As a matter of fact, right now on our website, tewonline.org, there's a remarkable resource for those of us that are parents or grandparents, in particular grandparents, called Prayers That Avails Much for Grandparents. The details are at our website, tewonline.org, empowering us to be praying grandparents for those in our life. But whether you're a grandparent or parent or whatever you might be, you need to know we would be happy to pray for you right now at 866-899-WORD. And I mean right now, no matter what time it is, no matter when you've captured this podcast, no matter when you're hearing this broadcast, it will always route you to one of us right now, ready to pray with you at 866-899-9673. Now let's dive back into today's great teaching with Dr. Don Wilton on the Encouraging Word.
I want you to know that Jesus Christ has an encouraging word for you today. You see, my friend, the Bible tells us in John chapter 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. I point you to Jesus today. What can I do about my sin problem? Who can I speak to? Only Jesus. The Bible says when you come to Him and you repent of that sin, you acknowledge that sin, you confess that sin to Him. The Bible says because Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because Jesus Christ paid the sacrifice, shed His blood for your sin and for mine, because Jesus Christ is the only one who has the capability and the authority of Almighty God to forgive our sin, He's the one you need to speak to. I point you to Jesus. Well, that leads me to the third inescapable question. How can I know? If I recognize I've got a sin problem, because all of us have sinned, and I go to Jesus because He's the only one that can do something about it, how can I know that I'm forgiven? Let me tell you how you can know, folks. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13 that these things have been written to those of you that receive eternal life, so that you may know that you know that you know that you know that your name is written in God's book in heaven. There are two fundamental ways in which you can know. Now, folks, let's be honest here, okay? I'm using myself as a magnificent example, and you're all getting so impressed with me. 1 year ago, I made a resolution to try and start getting a little bit better than what I was. I sat down. I said, you know, I've got one and about to have four grandsons. I don't want to be a sloppy old no good granddaddy. I looked at this beloved congregation and I said, you know, this congregation, I love these people and this place. I don't want to become a preacher that's just one big old sloppy no good. What kind of example is that? So am I here telling you folks that I'm this incredible superhuman thing? Now I know some people like Harry and others consider me to be magnificent. I better get off the subject. That's not what I'm saying, folks. I've got so much further to go, but I'm trying to do something about it. But when it comes to my sin problem, what can I do about my sin problem? And I speak to the only one who can address that problem, Jesus Christ, and I do what He tells me to do. By faith, I trust in Him as my Savior. How do I know that my sin problem is taken care of? Because the Bible tells me so. I hold to what God says. And the Bible says that by His Spirit, I am affirmed in His hand. I am placed in the palm of His hand, and no one will pluck me out of His hand. And through His Word, I am given the continual and constant reassurance that I can know that I know that I know that I know that my sins are forgiven, and that one day when I die that I'm going to heaven to be with Him. By the way, I wrote a book about 10 years ago called Totally Secure. Write it down if you don't have that book. I wrote that book. Dr. Billy Graham, my friend and mentor, wrote the foreword for it. Introduction. Totally secure. Totally, totally secure. Get that book. Go to the web. Call the office. Get totally secure. That's why I wrote it. It's the most simple read you've ever read in your life. I'm not an author. I wrote that from God's word so that you can put something in your hand that comes from the Bible that can answer this inescapable question. How can I know? How can I know? Here I'm in this world, I lose my job, I'm diagnosed with cancer, I've got disobedient children, my marriage is on the rocks, I'm battling at every walk of life, I'm desperate, I'm looking for meaning. How can I know? Folks, we are living in a tumultuous world in which our emotions are caught up and are being tossed around like the wind. The tornadoes of life are wreaking havoc upon the emotion of the American citizen today. But God's word stands sure. What can I do about my sin problem? Who can I speak to? His name is Jesus. How can I know? Through the Spirit and through His word. But there's one final question. Inescapable question. Where will I go? Everybody wants to know where you're going to go. Can I really say something, folks? Just listen carefully before we close. You're going to die someday. Tomorrow will be my third, fourth, maybe fifth funeral just in our church over the last 6-7 days. Where will you go? Where am I going to go? Now, folks, I can go to John Langford. He can write me all the prescriptions. He can get me in there doing all kinds of gyrations and exercise. I could go to the Nautilus Fitness Center 10 times a week. It's not going to stop me from dying. Mary Kay this year could sell $5 billion worth of products. It's not going to stop you from dying. It's inevitable. So the question everybody wants to know in America, where will I go? Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 14. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you will be also." See, folks, you're looking. Here's Don Wilton. You're all looking at me. I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God, engaged in the battlefield of life. I love food, love my grandsons, my children, my church. I love America, I love to be alive, I love everything about it, but I just want you to know Jesus Christ is in my heart. Now, I'm sorry if I disappoint you sometimes. I can't help that. I'm a sinner by nature and a sinner by choice. You're looking for a perfect pastor, you need to go and look somewhere else. I know who you need to call, the Archangel Gabriel. It'd be a good one. See, none of us can ever claim that. But folks, what you can say is what I can say. I can say because Jesus is in my heart, I can know that I know that one day, when I die, or if Jesus were to come back first, that I'm going straight to heaven to be with Him. Can you say that?
Oh, you've been listening to Dr. Don Wilton teaching and preaching from the pulpit in the book of Romans today on this message for Inescapable Questions. And as Dr. Don reminds us of His assurance, His knowledge. He knows that He knows that He knows that He's going straight to heaven if He were to die right now. I know that. Do you? I pray that as you've been listening to Dr. Don as he's been teaching from the pulpit, you would now open your heart to what he wants to share with you next.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you, and I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place so you can begin this wonderful journey. And in just a moment, I'm going to come back with a final word.
If you just prayed that prayer, giving your life to Jesus Christ or rededicating your life to Christ, we are so excited. We want to rejoice with you, praise the Lord with you, and pray over you. And pray for God as He launches you into a brand new beginning or a brand new restart to life with Jesus. Our pastor, Dr. Don Wilton, has prepared wonderful resources he wants you to have as you grow in this new step of faith. If you call us, we'll give them to you at 866-899-WORD. That's 866-899-9673. Or you can connect with us via email as well. Don, just Dr. Don's first name, D-O-N, at TEWonline.org. Dr. Don loves to hear the stories of how God's working in your life. That's Don, D-O-N, at TEWonline.org. Or just meet us on our website. That's TEWonline.org. TEWonline.org. It's also the
Satan
place you'll find great resources like this.
Devour your grandchildren. Evil runs rampant in the streets. It's pouring out of social media and online streaming, seducing young people with false promises of worldly satisfaction. But the Word of God is stronger than anything that comes from the world. With your gift of support to the Encouraging Word this month, you will receive Dr. Wilton's message, Standing in the Gap, along with the bonus book, Prayers That Avail Much for Grandparents. Use these Bible-based resources to guide younger generations to Jesus Christ, the only one who can save and satisfy.
Thank you for your partnership with the Encouraging Word. God's doing great and wonderful things. And I want you to know that I pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. In fact, you can see that number on the television screen. We've got people 24/7 praying for you. You can call in your prayer requests at any time. Let me pray for you right now. Dear God, I want to pray for my precious friends right now and for someone especially in need of prayer. Lord Jesus, please touch them. Touch their lives and be a blessing to them today in every way. And I pray this in the strong and wonderful name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
That's just one of many resources all on our website at TEWonline.org. That's TEWonline.org. While you're there, be sure and sign up for the Daily Encouraging Word email from Dr. Don. It's absolutely free. That's TEWonline.org, or we stand ready to pray for you as well anytime at 866-899-9673. The Encouraging Word.